Cookie 7. This is Real Cookie 7, 10-1 right. This is Real Cookie 7. This is Real Cookie 7 and 10-1 right. This is Real Cookie 7. This is Real Cookie 7 and 10-1 right. This is Tuesday the 9th of September 69. Tuesday the 9th of September 69. Debbie and Nick are here. Debbie, her second little visit after her summer abroad. And Nick, after his week playing tennis up the country, he just came by and caught us sitting in the yard with Debbie. And just drove up and just joined the family.
Well, why and fixable. Come on in. Sit down right here.
No.
Come on in.
Give us a little something to drink.
Yeah.
Who's that out there?
That's Frank. I went in home after work, see. Got him to come back and talked to my doctor again today, and he told me to be careful what I lifted, because he aimed to tell me the other day, but he said he was, I don't know, I can't explain, I don't know, I don't remember what he said, but I can explain what he meant. He was so perturbed over the condition that I was in that he just by golly forgot about it, telling me to be careful as to what I lifted and so forth. So, because everything is in a lot worse shape than I anticipated, and than they had anticipated. He said the tissue down there was just thin and stretched so much that just a little strain in the wrong way would just be too bad.
Oh, really?
So I went in and got Frank to do my heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. But, getting back to our baler. See, Lee Roberts Motors, they handle New Holland balers also. They're in Gainesville.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, I know Joe real well, so I went over and I talked to Joe. Took this piece with me.
Yeah.
And Joe said, "Well, Cookie," he said, "well, that's impossible to be fixed." He said, "the way that thing is worn there," he says, "you just can't weld it." He said, "you weld it and it's going to buckle up there, and the first thing you know, it's going to foul up and do a lot more damage than it's already done."
Yeah.
All right. I said, "well, if you got one." "No," he said, "I don't have. And it'll take me 10 days to 2 weeks to get you one." I said, "well, that ain't worth a nickel." So I just went on down to Ocala, down to Red Smith, see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. And he gave me the same, identically the same answer.
Come here, Brandon.
And cost me $30 to get my examination and everything there at the med center. And my prescription was $11.50 for my bottle of medicine, which was $41.50 at the, and I only drew $52 and a nickel to start with last week. So I didn't have the money. So this is what we did. Now Red Smith did this. He said, "I know it'll be all right with Guy." He said, "the baler's got to be fixed." So what he did, he made out a ticket. Now he said, "if it don't suit Guy, why," he said, "you tell me," and he said, "I'll work it out and give you time to pay for it." He charged it to you. Now, I signed for it. And here's your ticket. Now, if that ain't all right, well, I'll pay for it.
What do you do? He fixed it?
He had a new one.
Oh.
But he said this one couldn't be fixed,
yeah.
Guy. See what I mean?
Dad, we don't have any instant coffee.
No.
Hey, don't.
You got
look.
Some tea?
Oh, I've got some Gatorade. If I got that.
No. I just got through drinking plenty of coffee before
that.
Tonight. Now, don't. Yeah. That's all right. No. Perfectly all right. But now, that's what I wanted to explain to you about. I wouldn't have got it had it not been for Red Smith, because I just didn't have the money. If I'd had the money, I'd have bought it and put it in there and said nothing about it to nobody. But however, I want a paper. I want.
But he had one.
He had one. I've got it out here now. I'm getting ready to put it in.
Okay.
And he showed me how to time it up and make it work right.
Just so it won't happen again.
That's right. And I hated to do it like that. I told him, I said, no, we'll just forget about it for now. Well, he said, Cookie, he said, the baler's got to be fixed. If you're going to cut hay, he said, you got to have something to bale it with.
Right.
So I have.
Can I have much choice?
No.
So I had no other alternative.
Well, when I talked to him, I thought a lot of times you mess around in order to save $10, and you just save money if you just go ahead and buy a new piece and put in there and quit messing around.
That's right. Absolutely right. Yeah. Well, just like Faye over there on that shock absorber.
Yeah, you know, you could have got a little bit less, but look what it would have done.
That's right.
I got a 15% discount.
Yeah. Well, now that's I could only got a 10% discount. That's all I could have got.
And they had it there. It wasn't important.
So,
Well, I had to have it as it turned out.
Well, what, Cookie, I didn't tell anything about what you told me on the telephone because I didn't catch it enough. Now, that was at the Med Center?
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't at the veterans' place.
That was at the medical center.
And you think they're on the right track now?
Yes, sir. They say that what they did, they took, Dr. Holland took a piece of paper and he drawed a sketch of my trouble, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me where it was leading to. There is five different nerves, vessels, and cords leading to the same place. And he says if every one of those gets infected, but he said in your case, he said they're all infected.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, aren't you surprised?
And they had never caught it.
They had never caught it.
And didn't have a thing to do with your head.
My head, they looked at they got the brain scan, the report from my brain scan, the brain wave, and everything from the VA hospital. All I had to do was walk across the street and get them. They got them, they looked at them, and studied them. They said, there's not a thing wrong from here up. He said, you're perfect. But he said, your trouble is below.
And that's the nerve.
That's right.
I found out what that medicine did.
What did that medicine do?
Ms. Van Arnhem told me. She said that was an old medicine.
Yeah.
And for a long time, all women at childbirth take it. It constricts the blood vessels and limits the bleeding.
Uh-huh.
Now, the way that works up in your head is... you see, with this pressure and pain, your blood vessels constrict, just get tense.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what that does. Now, I can't explain these things. But what she said was, they get tired, and they lose their power to do that, and that's when the headache starts. When they expand.
Well?
And this medicine makes them constrict again, and it does it fast when they give you an injection.
Uh-huh.
And that relieves your pressure. So it's neither one of those things that you all said, an inhibitor of pain or a deadener of pain. You know, Helen knew that.
Yeah.
She said that didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, now, this other medicine is what they was giving me for the deadness of the pain and their, but this medicine the doctor Clint gave me, he never explained to me, only he said it would do something to the blood vessels and more or less let the blood circulate again.
Yeah.
Now that's the way he laid it on the line to me.
Anyway, it helped you.
It helped me. And
it was just miraculous, wasn't it?
It was. I just don't know how to explain it.
But he knew. He knew at the time that that wasn't your trouble up there.
That's right. He knew at the time that that my head wasn't my trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that all the time. You said after you came back, you told us that.
So you know, I went to work today and I got so tired I had to knock off. See, I knocked off an hour and a half early. Jay was gone and everything was laid in my lap. And when he's gone, that one fellow works against me so bad that I've got to keep on his tail constantly to get anything out of him. I want you to know I was give out.
Yeah.
And I went to Jay after he came back in. I said, Jay, I'm just give out.
Is that knuckle?
Yeah. Fumble fingers.
Fumble fingers.
And he said, what's the matter, Cookie? I said, Jay, I'm just, I've just been in a turmoil all day with trying to get the work out. And I said, I've got it out, but I've ended up doing 90% of it myself. And I said, I'm just give out. Well, he said, go on home. He said, and I'll punch your card at 5:30 this evening. Give me an hour and a half, and we're going home. I went home and lay down and slept for an hour and a half. And Frank came in, needed supper, we eat supper, got up from supper table and come right straight on down here. I just woke up, went in to eat supper, and came on down here.
Well, let's go put the rest to work.
Yeah, that's what I come down here for, is to get it put together.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Alvin Pons is just thrilled to death to get an opportunity to help us and work with us.
He's
down
a
here.
Nice fellow. I like him.
He's really, you'll look a long time before you'll find a fellow that'll go as far as Alvin Pons will.
I'm going to tell you, I don't want to make any suggestions, but I know what I've been trying to get around to for several years.
Yeah?
All down in there to pile that up and lime it and put that clothing in. All down in there. That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Well, now he suggested that the other night. He said that it would be nice if that could be done.
Yeah. I've got a lime. I got to get some lime in this fall.
So maybe we can work it out that way in this fall. Plant it in.
Have to let that lime go.
Well,
lime it.
Put lime on it, but to put rye won't bother the lime, and then go ahead and sow the clover on it, and after the rye is done cut down, after the cattle cuts the rye down, and go ahead and sow your clover on it, and this could then you've got something that'll come jumping in. Put about 200 pounds of that fertilized per acre. Now you can go.
Well, that'd be good.
Did you turn that off?
Yes, sir, I know three of them.
Who do you know?
W.P. Baker, he's in there in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And Ralph Brown and Guy Duggar.
Who are they?
Bill Baker, W.P. Baker, is postmaster. And personally, I haven't got nothing for him.
At Hawthorne?
Yeah. Ralph Brown's a good man. Guy Duggar's a good man.
Where's Ralph Brown?
He lives in Orange Heights. He's a good man.
Ralph Brown.
Ralph Brown, Guy Duggars, and W.P. Baker. There's only three that I know.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You know, it's a curious thing. You don't know people all over the county anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But I really think a lot of Guy Duggar and Ralph Brown.
Hey. Well, let me see. I vote for this Singleton fella. He's the colored man. He's been on it every time.
Yeah?
He never has got it. Now I got to vote two more. Eddie Washington and Woodrow Smith. Walter Richard.
Woodrow Smith. Wait a minute. Woodrow Smith, he done a blowhawk horn.
Woodrow Smith.
Yeah. You know him. He's the one that grows all the vegetables down at Blow Hawthorne there.
Price.
Woodrow's a good man, too. They call him a different name, but that's a... they call him...
What
did they call him, Frank?
Not Henry. I know his name.
This Price married into one of these
wealthy
families, you know.
Yeah.
He's what I was talking about.
This Price lives right in down here on the
same one.
Right there on the overlooking Payne's Prairie, if I'm not mistaken. And he married into this big family over there at Williston, you know, those big fellas over there. Got all the get that big cattle dealer. Construction.
Yeah.
Well, regulating it, timing it, was more trouble than putting it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got it right. We turned it over by hand.
Yeah.
And when the plunger is all the way back, the shove board is all the way, it likes about that much touching the end of it, which is... Which is right, you know. when the plunger is all the way up, or your shove board is all the way back.
How many knives are in there?
But to cut the hay?
Yeah.
Just one.
Well, what is that the knife?
That's right.
That just goes right up through the end of the hay and cuts it.
That's right.
You know, a lot of times you can kind of watch and see kind of what's in the hay. You kind of look around and you can see what's going up that board.
Yeah.
But then when you get sort of flustered. You know, that's the worst thing in the world, to be working with a machinery, Cookie, and aggravated.
Yeah.
Aggravated. That is absolutely the worst thing that you can do. That's the aggravated.
What do you think about cutting some more?
Cutting what?
Cutting hay, that lower field down yonder tomorrow.
That indigo down there, that'll stay there till frost, and the animals can graze it, and it give them a little protein.
Yeah.
And the hay down there, not in the count.
Yeah.
It's all out down there this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's all growed up and you know.
Well, is there any, what about... Is there any that we could cut this weekend and that you know of?
I don't think so.
Probably be next weekend before any be big enough to cut.
Yeah. Ground's in good shape. Anybody want to work on that out? Yeah.
What needs to be done?
Now, was that his idea to put in rye, too?
Rye or anything, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Break it up, put in rye.
Yeah.
Might as well put in rye or something.
Yeah.
Well, now, you see, that's, oh, that would take me right smarter than that man. I don't have a hair that'll cut it. I got that old two-bottom flower. He probably got plenty of cutting material.
He got a bush, and I mean, he got a tiller that he pulls behind his tractor.
Who's
that? No. Alvin.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got a tractor that'll pull a tiller, a disc, and a planter all at one time.
How about that?
An old big A John Deere.
Yes. Yes. Just no workhorse.
Yeah. Burns kerosene, gasoline.
Fuel.
We got the baby fixed.
What?
And stepping on a little car, I just had a little.
Oh.
You can smell it.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Don't stop it.
No. Now, this field back here. I don't know what's going to happen yet. When you get the clover off.
Just be one cutting the clover, won't they?
Yeah.
Then you want to cut it up and put something else in it, right?
Well, you could. I mean, it's. You just let it stand. It wasn't putting anything. That's a history of a lot of stuff there. 58.
Well, you know, the lagoon from the clover that's left there was sure put the vim back in the soil if it was cut in.
Yeah, that'll help you. Yeah.
A person could put some rye in there. With very little fertilizer, and it would just come a humping, guy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to put more than 150 pounds of fertilizer an acre, and man, he'd come out of there.
He'd come fat. Yeah. And then it still, you know, the rye'd come off in time to put in your something else in the next spring. You know, it's sinful how much you could raise. You could put in some of this sorghum stuff for the cattle.
Yeah.
Other stuff, and it'd come on. I had it one year in the 15th day of May. I turned them in it. That's how fast it grew.
That's right.
And it was a drought.
Shorten oats and cut the oats for hay.
Yeah. That's right.
Then when you feed your hay, you're feeding your roughage and your grain and protein, you got it all right there feeding in one feeding.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that really works really good. Huh? Well, you and Alvin talked about what you can cook up.
Well, we was talking today. And he was wanting to know what how we wanted to divide it three ways or two ways or how you wanted to divide the crops. Say for instance, we went out there and sowed it in.
No, if you start into that, you know, you just get metaphysical. You know, I don't know. You kind of I don't know how to do it. Just see what you got in it. Nobody's hoggish, you know.
Oh, no. Well, he's not. I'm not. You're not. He's a wonderful person to work with. And he'll go along with anything,
yeah.
You might say.
Well, you know. He can figure it out.
And we know what was there.
I'm just tired figuring. I'm tired figuring.
You keep the machinery going.
Yeah.
Well, now I'll tell you what he suggested, and we talked to him for about an hour today about this situation down here, and we came up with an idea if we got 3 bales of hay, I get a bale, you get a bale, and he get a bale.
Yeah.
You got the land and the machinery, and we'll put the fertilizer there.
And we'll all work at it.
That's right. What you're able to do. If you're not able to be out there and don't want to be out there, you don't have to be out there. Because we'll do it.
Well, you know, you don't mind being out there if you got the help. But when you're out there, well.
Cookie, you get this operation over with.
Yeah. I think that's the chief thing. I think that'll relieve us of a great deal of discussion.
Yeah.
We were just feeling so good today that you got something definite.
You don't know, that made me, that just perked me up, made me feel like a different man.
Yeah.
Because I'm not joking, I was worried.
Well, I don't see why it wouldn't be with all this, as long as it's been going on.
See that few little people out there?
Yeah.
$11.50.
Well, see them right there?
Yeah.
Of course, they're a little bigger than them, but they cost $10. At a bargain price, he said. Reduced rate.
Yeah, that's good. You and Al can talk about it.
Well, so he's got a truck and he's got a tractor. And if we want to put this in rye over here this fall? Okay, we'll put it in rye. We'll get this, we can cut it, disc it, plant it, all in the same operation.
Yeah, that's right.
With his big, his old big tractor, just get out there with that tiller that he's got, then the disc behind that, and the planter behind that, and then if we want to pack it, well, we can get a color packer and take one of these other tractors and color pack it. Make it smooth.
That saves a lot of time, planting all at the same time.
And, that indigo wouldn't come out and come again down there.
No, not this late.
Not this late.
It ought to start along in June, and then you can get a couple of cuttings.
Uh-huh.
But somehow it didn't come out this year. It leaked. It's just late stuff. I planted it as late as 1st of August. But that's about as late as it
is. Now this pasture, back that corner pasture over here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all cut it? Did Davidson cut it?
Mm-hmm. We cut it.
Yeah, we cut that. That's right. It wasn't cut during Davidson. You're on Davidson's episode. You just cut the one pasture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one your horse is in.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the best one. That's a beautiful one.
It's coming fast again, too, ain't it?
It's coming along.
It's
heading out a little, too.
It'll cut again, won't it?
I don't think so. I rode all over it today. You think so, guys?
I don't know. It would with fertilizer. I think it needs a little encouragement to come out, you know, with a short growing season.
How much?
How much fertilizer?
Yeah.
Just a little.
25. 100 pounds acre?
Oh, I'd say nitrogen, just a little bit, 50 pounds.
50 pounds acre?
Oh, yes, that'd be ample. Or you could sprinkle it on there, you know, with your jigger there.
Yeah.
Just a bag to the acre. 30 pounds to the acre. Your British planet. That'd bring it out.
If we do that this weekend, then probably in a couple of weeks we could cut it.
Yeah.
Have some good hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be my judgment. Alvin might know different.
I'll talk with Alvin tomorrow. We might bring it. I might bring a half ton of nitrogen in this weekend and put on that. And
now I noticed just this afternoon, and it's heading out.
Uh huh.
Just beginning to head out. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. And then this far pasture up here. If it had a little on it, it'd do it good too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And this one.
Yeah.
All three.
We could put 1,000 pounds of fertilizer. Say 50 pounds an acre on all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd pay off, really pay off, I believe.
Yeah. Now there's seven acres in here. And I think there's five over there and maybe two or three here. That's 7 and 5 is 12.
14 acres.
About 14 acres. And the fertilizer costs $4.
Uh-huh.
Get a new crop, and I don't care about the grass being there in the winter. My cows don't bother; they don't care for it. They don't eat as much after it gets that tough. Now, some of them eat it. Some cows eat it. Just eat it. Thrive on
it. Alvin looked at this hay down here in the barn, and he'll buy some of it.
Plenty there.
Yeah.
Even with our best crop. Listen.
That was the most wonderful smell. Because when they cut that pasture over there.
That was the first fragrance hay smell we had had.
That really.
But it was just blowing over.
Oh, you know I was down here, Faye. You know I was down here when they was cutting it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that really made me sick.
I know it did. Well, we all were, but it's really beautiful.
It made me sick because I couldn't be out there and
I know. But it sure was pretty, that old rain thing.
But it did. It made me sick because I couldn't be out there.
And all that back pasture.
I fertilize it a little, but
you talk about growing.
Good Lord. You just put fertilizer out. Good Lord, I hate to think how many cows these things would handle. See, I never have had enough cows to big enough operation to handle it to do it.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's gone down on me. Oh, what's happened is I just I've used these two pastures over here and the back pasture,
uh-huh.
And the rest of it I just sort of let go. This one up here was just gone to pot.
And that was one. That was the best.
That is the best pasture.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful land up there.
Well, do you want to sow it back in Bahia next spring or this fall with millet? I mean with rye.
If it depends on what we can do with it. That'd be nice. And. I think it ought to be sprigged next June.
What's the coastal?
Coastal, whatever you want. You want to need a little different grass.
And that'll be worth a bale of beer.
That's the best land, and it's it'll hold it. It'll do it. It'll raise it. Just that 13 or 14 acres over there.
enough, and maybe we can put another shed up right out here, however you won't have to haul it far. And cut it and bale it as we can get to it.
Is Alvin lives fairly close? He wouldn't have to come so far.
Yes, Windsor.
Well, oh, closer than you.
Closer than I am. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the house. One more time is it getting to be?
9 o'clock.
Talk this thing over and see what we come up with.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Y'all just do the figure and sort of just. We're still on the sidelines. I sort of lost my bim and leader. I've been fooling with it so much.
Well, now we need a month more. We need a month more to come down here and take hay off and take it off. Now, he's not that kind of fellow. We want you to have equal portion.
We're working on it.
And he's that way. I'm that way. I don't want something for nothing.
Well, I tell you, whatever y'all put in it, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it won't be any dire question about you getting it back up. But I don't, I'm just not ambitious right now on that.
Now if we go,
I'd like to go along with somebody.
If we go ahead and get them cleaned up, get a crop this year, and get it cut close, and then next spring we could come in with some fertilizer and ammonium nitrate and give it a quick, fast boost. And next summer we really could make some money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man alive. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just have it there with the time the first rains get there.
That's right. That's right.
Put it on light, but have it there.
That's right.
Just waiting for the rain.
And he got the same idea that men you have about fertilizer. You don't like to get it all fertilized at one time.
A little at a time.
Skip 3 or 4 days between each pasture, see?
Yeah.
That way, it will give you 3 or 4 days between each pasture to get it put up.
Yeah. And we go along, we might rig up some way put it out. If you get it custom work, see, you have to do it all at one time.
That's right.
That's the heck.
Well, he's got access to an even flow.
Is he?
Yes, sir. A spreader.
Yeah. That's nice.
10 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
10 feet long, see?
Yeah.
So,
Oh, man, like that good.
They're easier to regulate. To put out a proper amount per acre. And all.
Yeah. And easier to handle.
A lot easier. So,
But even then, I wouldn't fill them up and keep going. I'd put in just a little bit so if anything happened.
I plan to work this weekend on putting the fertilizer out on that far pasture over there, and the one up on the hill.
Well, if Alvin thinks that'll do it.
Well, Alvin goes along with.
Well, I tell you now, if you all want to fool that, you just go ahead and do it, and just take the hay yourself. Just use this equipment.
Well,
because it needs it.
That's right. But you don't want the lower pasture cut down there.
It's not worth the. And nothing worth anything in it but the indigo, and there's not enough of that to mount them up. But there's enough that'll help the cows and the horses a little bit. That's all we got. Now that's that old, most of that is that old call, dead, overripe, but here, heavy. I doubt there's that.
And it looks like it's a lot of indigo, but there's, and you know, I mean, there's, but when you start baling it, I don't.
Well, it branched out and it's got a big stalk.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, it's too big. We were out there looking today.
All right, now this this pasture right here, right next to the, where the horses run mostly, right here, next weekend it'll do the cut.
Yeah, it'll do any kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that one down there below is in Pappy's holding pasture. That can be cut anytime.
They need it.
I mean, it ought to be cut this weekend, shouldn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
You want to cut it?
They need it.
Suppose I come down tomorrow evening, hook up to the mower machine, and cut them two. Maybe we can get them put up this weekend.
I wouldn't want you to do it. You can hook it up if you get Franklin on the mower. Yeah.
I'm figuring on him doing it.
Yeah.
I may run a couple of rounds and spell him. You know what I mean.
Tell me what system it is that'll cut you wait to the last to cut the outside of your mowing. Why would you want to wait and cut the next to the fence last?
I don't do that.
I never heard of that before.
I never either.
You can't get in there to do it. You just go around it one way and then come back and mow the other way.
That's right.
You just mow up to it, you see, with your mower. And then you, when you get around, you turn around, come the other way, and keep it going that way. I never heard of anything else. Well, this boy had some curious notion. He left 10 feet in there and got that last. And all he did was get great hunks of grass.
Yeah.
Great.
And he didn't get up to it. Nick doesn't even do that, you know. But, you know, you don't do everything the same one day.
No, you see, now Guy Duggar, he took Frank out on his big, what kind of tractor is it? 2520? 2520, John Deere diesel.
Mm-hmm.
9 forward gears, automatic transmission in. And he took him out on that thing and turned him loose with the hay rake and a cooner and all that kind of junk. And taught him how to run the equipment. Well, I can get on that tractor and make 2 rounds with Frank, and he can take that mowing machine and mow just as good as anybody. Just as good as anybody. He's bigger than I am. He can handle it a lot better. I know he's a lot stronger. But I'll be on the job. I'll be sitting on the stump.
Take it up
Saturday. Sure. Well, I plan to come down tomorrow evening, him and Frank, and hook up to the mower machine.
All right.
Get him started.
And
sharpen the cutter bar.
That just a little light for nitrogen over there. I think I'll bring that out. But
Alvin
probably have an idea on that.
Yeah. Well, now we can put it out with this whirlybird we got down here.
Yes. Oh, yes. That goes fast.
Yeah. We'll run 2 hours and have the whole thing done with. Well, look, it's at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We've got to go home.
Yeah.
We'll see you then tomorrow evening, guys.
All right. Turn the light on.
All right.
Well, now it's raw tape, it's raw, on Wednesday, the 10th of September, 69, the first part of the visit, he came in to report, and the second part, after he had installed that knife in the baler, he and Frank did it, I tried to help him, then they came on in for a little while. And it was long and lasted till 9 o'clock. He needed to go on home. And he found his trouble. Now, he found his trouble. He told me over the telephone, but I didn't tape that. I think the remarkable thing is he's talking about fixing that baler, talking about his ailment first, and then talking about fixing that baler. The two right together, you see. He doesn't take out of honey. And this is Channel 1 Riot around 6:20. Channel 1 Riot around 6:20. Wednesday the 10th of September, 69.